Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining me now from The Athletic is our good friend Mark Cabali, who covers the Steelers. And Mark, it's incredible to me how we have gone all the way to basically, we now have people who want Dwayne Haskins to be the starter this year. Do you agree with me that we maybe need to cool the Jets just a little bit until he actually performs in some of these preseason games and also shows that he can be mature, you know, for the long haul?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of ridiculous right there of thinking that he would be ready to go right now. Let's see him throw the ball under pressure. Let's see him making decisions that aren't predetermined. Let's see him against people that he doesn't know what defense they're playing. So even though he's had pretty eye-opening in my perspective, first couple weeks of camp, maybe I was because my expectations were kind of low. I mean, there still aren't things that you see from him that were some of the issues he had in Washington, and that's progression. I mean, if he's just going to make pre-snap determinations and throw the ball, I mean, he's probably going to be pretty good. But a lot of times you aren't able to do that. Honestly, I don't know how much you're going to really glean off of what he's able to do tomorrow either, Paul, because I mean, typically you're just going to see a very basic vanilla base type of defenses. So plus you're going to be in the second and third string when he's out there as well. So yeah, it's kind of premature to crown him. You know, as Denny Green would say, let's just wait till he throws a pass in a game where somebody is actually trying to hit him.
Well, and I think the other thing about it is part of his part of what happened in Washington, not just basically, you know, it wasn't just about the on-field stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got to mature a little bit. He's got to show that he can put some of the, you know, silliness behind him and things of the such. I mean, the only way that happens is if you give him some time to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where you have to focus on with him this entire year. If I'm the Steelers, I'm more worried about how he gets his life back together, you know, some of this stuff that happened. And, I mean, we're talking about a top 15 pick cut before 2 years in the league. I mean, those things don't happen unless there's issues, unless there's major issues, even probably more than what we're hearing. So what we heard last year came out of Washington. So I think he needs to take care of that. As long as he got that strong foundation, then he'll be able to perform a lot better. If not, I mean, you're going to be back to square one. I tell you one thing, that the incident, even though it wasn't his fault in Vegas right before the season started, I mean, you don't see people doing that, you know, you don't see that happening to a lot of people that have their life in order. So maybe that was a little bit of a wake-up call right before that as well. Yeah, but I think he does need to get a strong foundation before he's even worried about stealing number two from Mason Rudolph or even contemplating being a franchise quarterback for this organization.
Wasn't there some other weird story, like he was trying to get money back from a stripper or something like that?
I have to defer to some of the younger characters. I don't follow that. He gave 20 grand to some influencer that didn't influence. He wanted them. I don't know. I'm sure some of the youthful, I can't even say bloggers because I'll get just destroyed on Twitter if I call somebody a blogger and they're a blogger. Put it this way, some of the youthful people that are covering the team that might know more what an influencer than what I do.
Yeah, there was some weird story. I forget exactly what it was, but it was just something that was like, that really doesn't seem to sound very, very.
Plus, I believe she said, no way, were you crazy?
Right, exactly.
Who's going to publish? Okay, another decision making thing here, Paul. You're going to DM an influencer on Instagram to ask for your $20,000 back and not even once thinking, maybe this is going to be posted publicly and make me look like a fool. You know, it's just decisions like that.
Right. I mean, again, I hope for his sake he's got it together. I hope for his sake that he, you know, genuinely is able to pull it all together and become a good player in the NFL. But I think we're a little bit at the premature stage when we start.
Yeah, let me tell you, Paul, he's yesterday was the first time, you know, we met him face to face, and he is a physical specimen. You know what I'm saying? He's all 6'4", whatever number he is. He's put together pretty well, and we already saw his arm, so he got all those intangibles. It's easy to see why people fell in love with him coming out of Ohio State. I mean, you look at him on the field, he might look like a bigger guy, as in thickness, and that's not really the case. He's a little bit more trim than I was expecting. So he passes all the – he checks all those boxes of the look of a superstar quarterback.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, he has all the physical attributes. There's no question about it. Yeah. The big thing is now, can he put it all together mentally? And you know that remains to be seen. I don't know. You've been at practices. Have you? I mean, based on what I'm hearing, it seems like Mason Rudolph has not been good. Is that accurate? Accurate, or is it just? Yeah. We have the new toy, which is Dwayne Haskins, so everything is exaggerated.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that he's been bad. I mean, you know, the way I look at people in training camp are two ways. You either notice them or you don't, you know. So the guys, really nobody that is awful in training camp, maybe Gerald Hawkins of a couple years ago or some guy like that. Normally they're just, you know, blend in and, and Mason hasn't done that thing yet where you say, wow, you know, look what Mason Rudolph just did. If it's a 2-minute drill, if it's a throw. I mean, Mason is a boring type of quarterback. He's not going to wow you with that arm strength. He's not going to, you know, take off and run or anything to that fact. So I think that's probably one of the reasons why you're not hearing a lot of accolades getting thrown his way. I don't think he's solid. I mean, I'll tell you one thing, his rookie year up in St. Vincent, that first 2 weeks, he was awful. And you saw that he was awful. Then he got continuously getting better. It's nowhere near that. I was nowhere near – that's not even the same player right there. So I wouldn't be surprised if he has a decent showing tomorrow, because I think he's going to play with, you know, even a series or two with Curtis, Najee, and some of the first-team – wide receivers as well, unlike Haskins, who's going to have a lot of guys you've never heard of before.
I think the other thing with him, with Mason Rudolph, is I think the big thing with him is he's a guy that seemed to – he gets, I think, better as he gets more comfortable the more he plays.
Yeah. Another thing with him is, I mean, even in training camp, he's working on progressions. You see him going 1 to 2 to 3 to check down or whatever. You don't necessarily always see that from Haskins. He's pretty much predetermined of where he's going to throw it. I mean, and it's pretty, I mean, it looks pretty well. I mean, so, I mean, there's a lot of things you can't read into camp because they work on things. I mean, Roethlisberger does that all the time. He overextends himself on some of the drills where he doesn't have to throw the ball long because he needs work at some of those drills where you have to throw the ball long. So just because Mason might be seeming like he's holding on to the ball a little bit more, I think he's more working on things than Haskins is just trying to, you know, get through the day of practice without making that big mistake. So there's always that angle of it too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. So when you really look at it, tomorrow will be good for all of that other stuff. Other, you know, big thing, and I think I've heard a number of you guys that cover the team that sort of talked about this. Kendrick Green. I mean, it seems like they're hell-bent on making him the starting center. But
they're give him every shot, yeah.
Yeah, is he capable of doing that?
I guess we'll find out. I mean, it's his play out there is a little bit up and down. Once again, it's hard to determine here in training camp because there's so little physical activity in game-like situations. You can see him in one-on-one where maybe somebody goes around him and you're like, wow, he looks awful on that. But you know, you're going to have 250-pound guards next to you, and that guy taking that wide angle around you in these one-on-ones is not going to go anywhere anyways because the guard's sitting there, but he looks bad. But the only thing that concerns me right now is he's been overpowered from time to time by guys like Tyson Alualu, who's a big gentleman with a lot of power and a lot of experience. So I think that's the key, him moving forward. I really don't think there's going to be much issue with getting the play call, pointing out the mic, getting the offensive line set, anything of that, calling out blitzes. You do have a 40-year-old quarterback that pretty much knows what's going on there anyways. But what are your other options, Paul? I mean, half an hour's been out a week. He doesn't look great. Finney didn't look bad the other day, but I mean, do you want B.J. Finney? Put it this way, B.J. Finney has already been to his ceiling, and he's probably coming backwards. That's not how you want to move forward with an offensive line. You want a guy ascending. So I think even if Finney or Hasnauer has a better camp preseason than him, I think you got to give the gun guy a chance because, he has chance to be really good. The other guys have chance to be, decent maybe.
Well, Mark, it all starts tomorrow. Thank you for joining me, buddy. We'll do it again soon, I'm sure.
All right, Paul. Take it easy, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.